Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and right across the table from me, it's you, Chris Vandercook. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I used to think a day would come when everybody would be able to go to college.
Well, wasn't that what everyone was being told? You must go to college.
Back in the Great Society days, that was the dream.
And for a lot of people, it's still the dream, but being able to fulfill it is a whole matter entirely different. Now, whether you remember your college years or maybe you're facing them with a kid, you know, many students and families often can't pay or continue to pay for college. According to the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, of all students who started college in the fall of 2013, about 70% returned to college at any U.S. institution in the fall of 2014. Now, many who don't return try to find employment. Just talk to your favorite barista. Now, one employer you probably know is collaborating to help employees who want to start or want to go back to college. Contributing editor Neil Milner had a look at the program, and today we pick up our Longview conversation about staying in college, and it's not about graduation. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Now, we've had lots of conversations about the vast differences in graduation rates among equally qualified students who come from relatively well-off or poor families, but this program that you had a look at that's being talked about a lot now, certainly in the Atlantic, it has really doesn't discriminate. It's if you want to be in college and you're working part-time, they're going to help you. Who's the they?
The they is, Starbucks initiated it. This is based on Amanda Ripley's article in the recent Atlantic called How to Graduate from Starbucks. Starbucks initiated this and worked out a collaboration with Arizona State University, which is one of the biggest and most prominent online university programs in the country. They worked out this deal where if you work at Starbucks for at least 20 hours a week, you're eligible for this. Those who've completed 2 years of college credits already get the rest of college for free. You go to Arizona State Online for free. You can even march through the graduation. Those who have had less than 2 years or no college working at Starbucks get about a 22% discount on tuition until they finish the 2 years, at which time they get the money reimbursed and can get the last 2 years for free. So it's really any pretty regular employee barista at Starbucks has a chance here to go to college.
But first, making sure that if you're just starting, that you're going to get a little skin in the game, too, and take that hard-earned money and stick it back into your education.
That's right. And this is really geared. That the most interesting thing about it is not that it's a highly visible company like Starbucks, although that's pretty interesting that they would do that, because it's kind of an indirect investment, and they may lose employees, and they're fine with that as they improve and move on to other kind of jobs. This program is geared toward what's the most serious problem about people going to college, and that is finishing, not getting in. And as you say, we've talked about that before. What this program does that most universities and colleges don't do is give the students very much individual attention. Now, remember, these are online classes, and this is really addressed to the fact that one of the reasons that it's so hard to finish college, it's not just the money, and we've talked about this before. College is a bewildering experience to a lot of folks, especially folks who are coming from families who are not all that well off. They don't have any kind of experience around universities. They don't have any kind of background for them. And they tend, even if they're very good students, they tend to react to doing badly on one or two things in a very significant way and start to drop out. So some schools have experimented with what's really individualized attention, and that's what this program does. These people get calls all the time from academic advisors, reminding them to do things, just checking in with them. This is, by the way, a private academic advising firm. So what you get here is the central thing that is really important about this program, besides giving a chance for people to go for free to college, is that it tries to overcome all these things that collectively get people to drop out. As Ripley says, colleges are not made to get you to graduate. They're made to get you to enroll. And this is an attempt to move toward getting you into graduation and getting that bachelor's degree, which has become such an important marker of success in the United States.
Neil, you say that Starbucks initiated this conversation and program. Was this done before their campaign for race discussions, or is this a reaction to it?
I don't know. Yeah, the campaign for race discussions certainly came out about the same time publicly, but I'm pretty sure that this started earlier. And this is a, you know, this involved a long-term discussion collaboration with a very progressive president of Arizona State University who shares some of the same ideas that, that Schultz has. This is Schultz's, Howard Schultz, the president or CEO of Starbucks, is a pretty socially aware, socially conscious person and wants to do two things, really. He wants to manifest that in his businesses and show that you can make profits and do that. And he also wants to show that there's a whole lot of private initiatives that you can do. This is not a government program by any means. There's some links to some ideas that government programs have. So that's the thing. This has gotten far better publicity than the racism one, which always seemed a little bit contrived and cumbersome.
But this is also addressing a real issue that goes across society, period. As you look at this program, does this become a model for other companies? And do you have any knowledge of any other companies that are looking at doing something similar?
I don't have any knowledge at this time. One of the things that to remember is that Starbucks is really an exceptional workforce in some ways. It doesn't surprise me that this that the Starbucks people, the baristas, are really folks who have gone to college for a while, want to go. If you ever talk to any of them, that seems to be the case. But Starbucks people are, it's hard to get a job as a barista. They only take about 4%. What's different about this program that we always have to remember in regard to how it affects the economy generally and how applicable it is generally is that the Starbucks workers are employed. If you work full-time, you make about $40,000 a year. This does not get at that kind of hardcore, unemployed high school graduate who's never been able to find the kind of decent working class job that his or her father or mother had in the past. So this doesn't really address itself to people who are unemployed or marginally employed, and but it does address itself in other things. I don't know if other companies may try it. As I say, Starbucks is kind of an exceptional company, but what they're trying to do here is kind of in the wind. There's a lot of talk about universities becoming more accessible once you're in, doing things that help students in ways that those of us who went to college earlier never had. And the movement toward making college cheaper or even free. I remember President Obama and some other states have tried to move in the direction of free community college. So it's in the wind. I'm not so sure that it's going to be a general program that lots of companies will adopt, but I think it has some potential. As long as you remember it's dealing with people who are employed and want to move up, get that bachelor's degree, which makes a huge difference in the economy.
All right, Neil, I wish we had more time to talk about this, but I know we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. Thanks for this one.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Neil Milner is our contributing editor of our biweekly segment, The Long View.